This is 24 Years on the Bright Side, a series of stories from my life where things don't always go according to plan. I'm Allison Blaze here on burst.co.uk. So if you're keen, we're going to move to year 17. Yay! It was Halloween night, and as the strange analytical teenager I had become, I had weighed out the pros and cons of drinking at parties. I decided tonight would be the first night that I would have a few beers at a party. I know, I was really strange. I actually did, decide to drink at a party. I swear, I'm a lot more fun now. I don't overanalyze things. That night, I knew I'd be sleeping over at my friend's house. We'll call her Haley. So I knew I wouldn't be seeing my parents, so it was safe. Even if I got drunk, they wouldn't find out. After taking what I would say is way too many selfies, we headed out to the party. Once there, I made a beeline for the cooler. This was it. I was gonna have my first drink. And I took a sip, and it wasn't that great. I believe it was probably like a Coors Light or something like that. It wasn't the best of taste, but I had committed to the idea, so I was gonna finish it. Shortly after finishing this beer and thinking, it's gonna be a while before I have my next one, Haley came up to me and she was so obviously drunk that she could barely stand. She kept telling me how much she loved me. You know, the drunk, like, I love you so much, you're my best friend. She went in for a hug, and instead it turned into this kind of unexpected trust fall. So I ended up with her on top of me still saying, I love you so much. So I decided at that point she was too drunk to look after herself. I needed to do it. But instead of doing the responsible thing and deciding, hey, you're really drunk, I should get you home, I thought being responsible meant, I'll just make sure if you grab another drink, I take it from you. So we stayed at the party, and she kept disappearing, and every time I saw her, she ended up with another drink. So I kept taking it from her, and not wanting to be disrespectful to my friends, I finished the drinks. So by the end of the night, I ended up equally as drunk as her, and we found a ride back to her place, luckily. I texted my parents letting them know I had made it back to hers safely, and I'd see them in the morning. Immediately, my mom rang me. I started to panic because I thought, why is she calling? Did she know something? Did somebody see me? Like, what happened? Why is she calling? I answered nervously, and at that moment, she was confessing to me that she had stepped on our new kitten's leg, and they were at the vet because my kitten's leg was broken, and eventually she'd need surgery. And my mom just kept apologizing and saying how bad she felt. I was just trying to make coherent sentences. And I didn't want to get in trouble with my parents. So after kind of sobering up the next morning, I did feel bad about my kitten's leg. And soon after, she ended up getting surgery and they put a cast on her. And I don't know if you've ever seen a cat in a cast, but it's probably one of the funniest things you'll ever see. It was great. I even signed it, so there's it's pretty funny. Oh, and then, they also told us, make sure she doesn't jump. And I was like, how do you make sure a kitten doesn't jump? It's kind of impossible. But anyways, that was the story of the first time I got drunk. And one thing I learned is to make sure if you don't want your parents to find out that you've been drinking, to let it go to voicemail. And also, I don't condone underage drinking, even though at that time it definitely was underage drinking. And true story, I didn't end up telling my parents after I turned 21 about this night. And my mom goes, yeah, I knew. So. Find out about my first extended experience abroad next time on Brightside. 24 Years on the Bright Side was recorded as live in front of an audience. It was produced with the help of Kieran Thompson and me, Allison Blaze. The music was composed by Michael L. Worrell. This has been a burst.co.uk production.